We actually had a policeman die. I did not see that happen. Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, ladies and gents, and welcome back to Riot Civil Unrest. So for today's video, I thought I would just create the absolute most apocalyptic, ridiculous, chaotic riot I could possibly come up with. Now, we do have 140 police units here versus approximately 2,000 rioters, and they are all going to be rioters. There is no peaceful demonstrators at all within this riot. So they are all going to be competitive. However, I have chosen a map that is very small and has a huge, huge bottleneck right in the middle of it. So there is a chance that not all 2,000 people will spawn. That is a possibility. However, I do have it set on direct clash mode. I have it set for 15 minutes. And if either side collapse within that 15 minutes, which is a distinct possibility because all, like, everything is set up for a hell of a riot in this thing. There is no, like, peaceful option in this at all. If the game doesn't last for the full 15 minutes and one side falls before that, then I will be transferring this over to my absolute favourite map, which is absolutely huge, and without a doubt, all 2,000 rioters will spawn on that map, without a doubt. So without further ado, let's get into the riot. So I'm actually controlling the rioters today and not the police. But without further ado, we're going to have these guys come in and try and set up a sort of barricade here, if we possibly can. Let's get three groups, because there is a lot of cops there. Can we not get that third group? Right. I'm going to have them sit down as soon as I possibly can. Do I need the third group in there? No, do you know what? I don't think I do. Right, let's spread these guys out, because these guys are going to be our back benches. And as soon as we possibly can, we're going to have these guys sit down. Currently, there isn't a reason for the police to be violent. So if they are, they're complete douchebags. Right, we're nearly at sit-down mode, and we are at sit-down mode. Right, let's get all of these protesters here sat down. We'll get there eventually. Oh, that was a stun grenade. And now they've given me my justification for being angry. Time to get annoyed. Now, we of course have our standard, or we have our Molotov pluses, which is basically a Molotov and napalm in it. Our firecrackers, our standard Molotovs, and our rocks. Now, you see, we already have stuff getting thrown. However, I'm going to use these guys and use a Molotov plus and lob it all the way over the top of there. And hopefully, that'll land just below them. Oh, not exactly what I wanted, but still, it's good enough. Right, let's try and set this van on fire. That really didn't go well, but it... it pushed everyone back, so I suppose it's a win. Right, I want to set this van on fire. Nope, that just set people on fire. Right, let's try and get a Molotov actually on top of it then. That was a long throw. There's no way that was ever going to work. The police are retreating! I have to admit, we are hitting them with a ridiculous amount of stuff. Right. So we have actually now got everyone annoyed, and I don't think the police are liking it. Right, let's get a Oh, that hit the fence. That did not go well. Right, yes, right in front of them, right in front of them. Okay, let's get one over here. There is no way that's going to land on target. That's going to land on target. And I think it is time for us to rush them. I just want to set this van on fire and it'll be fine. This van will be set on fire before we charge in. I'm determined to set it on fire. But I need a Molotov plus for it. I kind of need someone further back. Is that gonna work? Is that gonna set the van on fire? Where's this guy? That's really close. Oh, this might be better. Right, okay, we're gonna have to move everyone back. We are also losing a bit of morale. Right. Let's go, where are you? You're there. Perfect. Right. Right. Okay, if that didn't set it on fire, that's ridiculous. Right. Let's go. Everyone rush in and charge. There's no way that's gonna get to your target, mate. That might. Oh, not quite. Right. Everyone push in. Or as many people as you possibly can. We're actually doing pretty damn well. Right, let's get another one in there. Oh, that hit them right on properly. Ah. Right, so... Oh, there you go. Nope. Ooh. That trashed their morale. Holy moly. Ah, so we actually have some people. Oh, that's an... Okay, I feel slightly bad for doing that. He says as he does it again. Oh, no, that hit him. There's some riot police stuck there. I don't think there's actually anything they can do. Yeah, the line's getting stuck. Needless to say, though, I am not going to let up. I'm going to continue throwing Molotovs at them. Oh, they're nearly... The AI's... I think the AI's kind of got stuck. I think the AI has gotten stuck. Oh, that was nasty. Yeah, no, that was nasty. That was really quite nasty, I have to admit. I actually feel slightly bad about doing that one. Slightly bad. I'm injuring pixels. I mean, come on. Ooh. Damn, son. Right there, right there, right there, right there. That made them move that way. And right up at the top. And let's get another one on these guys. Nope, they're gone. I have to admit, there's a possibility that could have been more chaotic. The possibility. And that actually took, I think that took about 10 or 12 minutes. So that wasn't too bad. We got just under the 15 minute mark. And without further ado, I'm going to end this video here and then give you a little teaser of the video that I'm going to be doing next Monday, which will be possibly just as chaotic as this, if not more. I tried to create the most chaotic battle I could with this, but it's a bit of a small map which limits the amount of units that can spawn, so there's a possibility that next week's might be just as ridiculous. We actually had a policeman die. I did not see that happen.